It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for over 8 years, the focus of the show is to help people understand how complex we really and truly are as human beings. So we have a physical side. I think we can all agree about that. We have an emotional side. We all see that one. But the other two, we don't think about as much. One is the need to continually grow intellectually, learn things. I hope that somebody learns a little something every single day. And the other aspect is our spiritual side. And Mary Crawford is joining me again today to talk about something that's going on right now, and that's ego, fear, and disruptive energies. You know, what's happening out there in the world at this moment has a lot of energy, I would say, and it's affecting people in different ways. You know, some of them are excited about what's going on and they believe that it is the future and it's all going to be great. And other people are just the opposite. And all you have to do is turn on your television or maybe listen to the radio and you're going to hear that or see it, depending on what you're watching. So Mary will join me in just a moment. I want to remind everyone that all of the shows, there's way over 400 of them now, are on synergyconnectionradio.com. But if you're listening to Spotify or Apple or Google or iHeartRadio, if that's your podcast and you're listening there, I believe they are close to 200 shows in their archives. And Mary has been on the show a number of times, so you can go back and find her. Also on that website is a link to Boomers Forever Young. And Boomers has sponsored the show from the very beginning. And I use their products, and they have kept me healthy through COVID and probably more recently through the stress of moving, because I moved about 3 months ago. And they tell you that divorce, death, and relocation are your top three stressors for all time. So I do believe it. I hadn't thought about it for a long time. And moving 1,900 miles and going into a smaller space, I was pretty overwhelmed for the first few days. It was like, oh my gosh, what have I done? But I love it here in Wisconsin. It is absolutely a gorgeous place to live. And Mary and her son photograph Door County, which is probably my all-time favorite place in the world to go. So that's kind of fun that Mary and I have that in common. Additionally, check out this new product that Boomers has. I've been using it for a year. It's called Myotrol, and it's M-Y-O-T-R-O-L. And it gives you stamina and strength, as well as rebuilding muscle. And a lot of the research currently going on out there and at Harvard and Mayo Clinic and places of that nature are talking about the fact that when we lose muscle mass, our lives begin to decline. So if you want longevity, if you want to maintain an active life as you age, please listen to Eric Kurtz. He's the inventor of Myotrol, and see if that isn't something you resonate with. We lose 1% of muscle mass every single year after the age of 50. So depending on how old you are, that's how much muscle you've lost. And if you get to the point where you are down significantly and you would fall, for instance, because you don't have muscles to hold you up, that's going to definitely be the rest of your life declining. My mom broke her hip in her 80s and only lived for about a year after that break. So there is something that just happens when you can't move any longer. And we want to be moving right up until we take our last breath, ideally. So please check out that website if you decide to order anything that Boomers has. They give you 15% discount by just putting in my first name, L-U-C-Y. So, they have a money back guarantee, 60 days. If it doesn't do anything for you, return an empty bottle and you're going to be getting your money back. So, I think it's worth at least checking the website out, listening to Eric, and maybe trying to figure out where you are on that spectrum of muscle loss. Okay. All right, welcome back, Mary. And we're going to talk about this ego fear and disruption of energy, or energy being very disruptive in people's lives. So, what can you tell us about that? I can feel it, and I know you can, but all you have to do is talk to somebody, and boy, you see that the energy level is all over the place.
Well, thanks for having me back again, Lucy. This is a pretty big topic right now, as everything that's going on the planet. I'm not sure when this podcast is going to air, but at this
Next
moment
week.
here in October of 2025, there's a lot going on. We've got elections coming up next month. So, yeah, it's interesting time here in the United States, especially. So ego. There's so many people who believe that ego is a bad thing, that you need to get rid of it. You need to wipe out your ego. You need to stop having an ego. And this is just not true. That's just not true. You wouldn't be human if you didn't have an ego. You wouldn't be alive if you didn't have an ego. Your ego is your identity. It's the part of you that says, I am here, I am in a body, I am alive. What happens when we're young is that our ego is learning from even in utero and at very young ages. We are constantly learning how to keep ourselves safe. And that's the job of the ego. Yes, I'm here, I'm in a body, but I need to be safe. I need to feel accepted. I need to feel loved. I need to feel supported and nurtured. And if that doesn't happen, if you don't feel safe, the ego starts building beliefs of what's safe and what's not safe. And this is where we get into trouble with this kind of trickster energy of the ego, this energy of keeping you stuck in these old beliefs that you created when you were young and keeping you from stepping out. It keeps you afraid all the time. For example, the perfectionist energy that a lot of adults have, they learned at a very young age that if I do everything right, I will be loved or I will be safe. And that's the only way I'll be safe is if I never make a mistake. The martyr energy has that feeling of nobody ever appreciates me. No matter what I do, I never get any acknowledgement. I never get appreciated. And sometimes that particular energy is often picked up from a parent or a guardian, kind of passed down of that moaning, oh, nobody appreciates me, nobody loves me, why bother? You know, the victim energy is everybody always betrays me. I'm always betrayed, so I have to be careful. I can't trust anybody. I can't love really. I can't really open my heart because I'm just going to get betrayed. The judge is that person who believes that nobody else is as evolved as they are. And it comes from, it's interesting, the judge comes from a fear that they are not good enough or that they're going to be rejected or they are not going to fit in, or they're just afraid of being vulnerable. And so they judge other people instead because that's the way that the ego has taught them to be safe. And then there's that child energy that never grows up. And usually this comes from a trauma at a very young age. I can't help it. I've been hurt. I can't help it. I've been hurt. No matter what I do, I've been hurt. So it's not my fault. And that's that little child ego saying, you don't have to take responsibility for anything because you've been hurt and it's their fault, right? So what we see around us right now is a lot of fear. And a lot of these different egos coming up. And when I talk about the disruptive energy, It's not so much that humans are being disruptive. It's an energy that's really prevalent on the planet right now, and it's here for a good reason. We need to disrupt everything that we've been, like COVID. When COVID came in, that was a very strong disruptive energy that actually created some good things on the planet. It created people stepping back and looking at their lives and saying, is this what I really want? Is this who I really want to be? Is this where I want to live? Is this how I want to raise my family? And it was a timeout energy for us to really, it was the only way we could stop everything that we were kind of in a cycle of doing. Everything had to stop. And it wasn't fun. It wasn't great. But we're in another disruptive energy right now. The way the planets are aligning, the way the Earth is reacting to everything that's happening. A lot of things are being disrupted. And if we can, so I want to go, okay, so that's one thing, but I want to go back to the ego again, because you don't have to stay stuck in those tricky, kind of scary, kind of fearful ego energies. You can actually notice them when they come up. You can notice, is that really what I want? Is that really who I want to be? Or is that my ego trying to keep me safe? And if you can identify them when they come up, those feelings, actually, one of the biggest things that the ego does is it suppresses your emotions, because emotions are scary, and emotions can get you in trouble. If you're angry, if anybody sees that you're scared, if even you express love, all of those things you've been taught in that very young ego age to be fearful of. And so the ego helps you suppress those emotions. But if you can stop and really feel an emotion, really feel grief or pain or fear or sadness or anger, let yourself feel it and ask yourself, how is this serving me? What is this doing for me? And how can I respond? How can I respond in a new way, in a different way? You're going to train the ego to not be so controlling, and instead just be an observer of life. It's there to always remind you, this might be tricky, this might hurt you, this could be dangerous. You decide. You get to decide. You get to take your power back and decide, am I going to let my ego run my life, or am I going to let my ego just be a partner, something
I
that
like the
works alongside?
observation part because I
Yeah.
think we can learn to observe our reactions to things and pause rather
Yeah.
than just immediately responding. With the people that you work with, what is there one or two that you see the most, that's the most prevalent in the kind of work you do?
Wow, I see all of them. The perfectionist comes up a lot in the leader and in the leaders, in the people who are in charge of companies and organizations or running their own business. They often have that perfection energy. And that perfection energy can really hold you back, because it keeps you from moving. It keeps you from doing things that would be really great for your business or great for your life.
Yeah, I
That
would think,
victim, yeah.
yeah, I just would think that the perfectionist relinquishing their position, like you said, as a leader, if I bring on a team to help me solve this, then what if it's not good enough?
Right. And that also goes into that victim energy of everyone betrays me, right? I can't trust anybody. So those two can overlap. Even the martyr comes in there a little bit. Nobody appreciates how hard I work. Nobody appreciates everything that I've done. That can get in there too. And the judge can come in there. Nobody can do it as good as I can, right? Nobody's as good. I have to do it all myself. And that really plays into the martyr energy. I have to do it all myself. And so poor me, right? So
Exactly. Do you
they
remember
all kind of overlap.
There was a test. I used to give it to companies and to families. It was called the Myers-Briggs Personality Inventory. And that has these different facets in it that we have 16 different areas, and all of us are predominantly one. So you end up with, like for me, I was an ENFJ because I'm so organized, and that feels good to me to be organized rather than to wonder where I put something. I always put it back in the same place most of the time. So I think, they've been looking at these patterns of personality for a very long time, and how that then impacts relationships, whether it's work relationships, home, parent, child, spousal, friends, so. But then when you have the ego in place in today's world, so many are looking either, it seems like to me, are looking to religion. They're looking to their favorite political station, whatever that one might be, to tell them what is the answer. And they're not even able, because of maybe that fear,
Yeah, it's
to
fear.
address
It's
it.
fear that well, it's giving up your power. And the thing when you can get your ego back in control and release the fears, then you can step into your power and know that you actually have the answers, and the church doesn't have the answers, and the politicians don't have the answers, and the pundits don't have the answers. You do. And you can start thinking for yourself again. That's what's disruptive. This disruptive energy, I believe, is here to help people remember that they have the power.
The other thing, Mary, that I think we've probably talked about this in the past as well. Your heart is where your intuition is, and it does have 40 million brain cells. They found that out. And so if we can learn in fear to go to the heart and ask the tough questions of ourselves, is my ego causing, whatever reaction I have? But then listening and listening to ourselves, listening to that inner voice that says, no, this is not the right path. This is not the way to go.
Yeah. And do I really need to be afraid of this? Or is this just my ego trying to keep me safe? That's the question. Do I really need to be afraid of this? Is it really going to hurt me? Is it just something from my past that I was trained? Just an old pattern you've been trained into, and you can break that pattern. You have the ability to do that, but you have to pay attention. You have to start thinking for yourself, listening to your gut, listening to your heart, paying attention to how you feel. Letting those emotions be felt. So many people are suppressing everything they're really feeling. If they really felt what they were saying, if they really felt some of the things that they're believing or repeating, and really felt the outcome of what they're saying, that they would be maybe horrified, maybe scared of how could I actually believe that? How could I actually do that? We're just numbing down our, it's easier, and therefore it feels safer to go along with the crowd. And that's a big ego thing. That's a big ego thing. I'm right. The crowd is here to support me, and I don't really need to know what they believe. I just know that I'm part of the crowd and it's safe to be in the crowd. It's very old. It's tribal, It's safe to be in the tribe and do what everybody else is doing, and I don't want to think about it too much because, then I might not believe it.
Right. So I'm going to ask a tricky question here. Last weekend, all over the United States, they had the No King March. So is that a part of, I want to be part of the tribe? I want to be part of the collective movement?
It's in some cases it can be. In some cases it can be, but I think in many cases that is the disruptive energy that's saying, okay, we are not going along with this. We want something different. Okay.
And but most people feel very powerless right now. I mean, I'm talking to individuals who are, very pro Trump, but I'm also talking to people that are very anti-Trump. And those individuals are saying, God, we've got to survive 3 more years, and it's going to take 100 years, is what I've heard, to correct what's being done.
Okay.
What do you do in a situation like that? Because you've got both sides pitted, against the other.
Okay, so this is where you really have to open your heart. I think that if we can get past the rhetoric on both sides, and it really is just a lot of verbiage, a lot of repeated messages, if we can get past the verbiage and actually see people and listen to people and open our hearts. One thing I learned many years ago is that a closed heart invites attack. If you close your heart off, it just is saying to everything around you, see if you can break me, see if you can attack me. But
Isn't
if your
that?
heart is open,
Yeah.
people don't want to attack you. They've actually demonstrated this in, I've seen this demonstrated on stage in a big auditorium full of people, where the person on stage, somebody would whisper in their ear and say, okay, I want you to close your heart right now. I want you to close your heart. And then they would tell the audience, I want you to shout insults at this person. Just shout insults at them and see what happens. And they would measure the energy of the person on stage, and they would just go down. The vibration would get in really into fear and anger, and they would just cringe at all the insults that would be shouted at them. And then they would whisper that in that person's ear, okay, now open your heart, just really open your heart. And then they would tell everybody in the audience, okay, shout insults at this person. And what happened is that nobody could shout insults. They just didn't feel like it. They just, that person's heart was open, and they just,
They didn't
the
want to answer
insults
them.
didn't come out. It's like, so what if, wow, what if you could walk into a room full of people who hold the opposite belief that you do, and open your heart? I saw a video the other day of Bernie Sanders doing this, going into sitting down at a table with a whole group of Republicans. And these Republicans thought they were going to hate this guy. They thought, he doesn't believe anything we believe. He's really stupid. He's evil. And he just went in there with an open heart to listen to them. And every single person at that table is like, oh my God, he's just like us. He's one of us. He's a good person. We don't do enough of that. That's what this disruptive energy is coming to the planet right now, to help us remember that we can open our hearts. We don't have to listen to our ego. We don't have to live in fear. We can remember that we're powerful, each and every one of us, in our own beliefs, and we can work together. We can live together. We've done it before, and now
Right. And
it's
if
time
we
to do it.
don't do it, I think that's where the more fearful consequence is if we don't open our hearts and learn to listen, because the planet, the animals, the people, everything is contingent on our being able to hear one another.
And really hear. That's the thing. Really listen.
Yeah,
Because
listen with
your
your heart.
next door neighbor might have a totally opposite view of you, but if your house was on fire, they're going to come and try to help you. That's just who we are. I truly believe that every human at their core is a good person. Unless they've been really, really damaged as a child or something, then they might have really buried their good part. But most, for the most part, we're going to help each other. We're going to take care of each other. We're not going to want to kill each other, or, So anyway, I don't have the answers. I'm just saying, There's disruptive energy here now. It's time for us to wake up and remember who we really are, that we are at our very deepest core, divine beings, really divine beings, creators. And we are creating our life. We are creating everything that happens around us. And we have control. And we need to take that control back up for ourselves, get rid of the fear, open our hearts, and really remember this is who we are.
Well, thank you for bringing us, those thoughts today. This is it is going to take more than, a 35 or a 40-minute conversation, obviously, to correct the conditions that we've had for, several thousand years now. And we just have it presented to us on a second by second basis today, instead of something that traveled maybe weeks to get to us in the past. We are bombarded by what awful things are going on. And I'm so glad that at least a couple of the news stations end on a positive note, because there's not a lot of positivity out there these days. But you have to look for it. And if you do look for it, you'll see it. And it can be, charming and kind of help you believe in humanity again, I think. Mary, tell everybody how they can reach you.
Well, I just wanted to say if you're looking for something different, check out Substack. I do have a channel there. It's thejoyofbeingwell.substack.com. My website is thejoyofbeingwell.com. And you can email me at mary@thejoyofbeingwell.com. But there's a lot of information on my website too. So.
Okay, so thank you very much for being a guest again. And I hope you and your family have a fantastic fall. And the holiday season is very good to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me here, Lucy.
You're welcome. All right, everybody, please go out there and make this your best life. Share Mary's story today with everyone that you love and care about, so that they can maybe learn how to calm down some part of their ego, or maybe multi parts of their ego, so that they will feel safe and heard and understood. And we will talk to you next week. Bye bye, everybody.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.